Thursday evening with Billy Spears and the group. And Billy, before we get into it, let me have you introduce the group.
Okay, let's see. This is the guitar player over here, Gordon Cleveland. He's from North Carolina. Mike Rourke, he's a rock and roll drummer from Lawrence. Good one.
That's good.
We convinced him country music's the best.
I can understand it.
This is Billy Barracini. He was a high wire walker in a circus. And
we'll get to him in a minute.
We'll get to him in a minute. This is Carol Spears, my daughter. She sings with us. Janet Jameson, she sings with us and plays fiddle with me. And this is Pat Cleveland, Gordon's wife, and she sings with us.
And we miss somebody down there on the end?
Yeah, this is our steel player, Bob Case. He also plays banjo and piano and guitar.
Very good. It's nice to see you all out here this evening. Billy, let me ask you, how did you develop your style of music?
Well, my fiddle playing, I was taught by my uncle, who was self-taught, and he was considered an old-time fiddle player, and I guess that's what I'm, an old-time fiddle player.
Where did you, who really influenced you when you first got started?
Well, my uncle mainly, but there was a lot of good musicians in the country field in Oklahoma and Texas and Arkansas. That's where I'm from.
You're from Oklahoma?
All places, yeah. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. How did the group get together?
Well, I think if I remember correctly, Gordon and I started playing together, a little fiddle and guitar, and then Bob bought him a steel and started playing with us, and Janet started to learn to play fiddle with me, and then Mike come along, and we put drums to it, and Billy Barracini, the bass player, and we've just carried it on from there.
Has each member contributed to your form of music and developing your own style? Has everybody kind of come from a different background?
I think so. I've played in a lot of bands, and I like to think that this is a pretty original sound because of that.
Let me go to each member of the group, if I can, for just a second, and let me see if I can get a little background on them. Janet, how did you first get started?
Carol,
I'm sorry.
It's always around. always around music.
Did your dad teach you how to play?
Yeah.
How long have you been playing?
I've been singing since I was little.
Since you've been little?
Yeah.
Billy, I understand you grew up in circus atmosphere, is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, somebody had to.
Somebody had to. I understand you do a little juggling. Would you like to do a little for us this evening?
Very little, actually, yeah.
You got something you can juggle?
Any three objects.
Let me get any three objects.
Oh, well,
here's any three objects right here.
Okay, let me see now.
Great Barracini.
Be careful, this is not insured. Here we go.
I'm muffin now, you're on TV.
I bet you thought I was, huh?
All right.
Very good. How did you get started in music?
Basically started out rock and rolling around with some bands, and then I heard about Billy and went and saw him at a gig and decided I thought I'd like to do that for a while, and so I got together with Billy and here I am.
How long have you been playing?
Since about fourth grade, however long that is.
How old are you?
23.
12 years. Fantastic. How did you get started?
I don't know. I think singing with my sister.
Singing with your sister. Is she a professional singer?
No, but it was just something to do, you know. None of us had any instruments we played at that time.
Where are you from?
North Carolina, sir.
North Carolina. How about you on the far end over there? How did you get started?
I started playing the piano when I was a kid and got interested in bluegrass when I met Billy.
How long have you been with Billy in the group?
3 or 4 years.
And down here, the attractive-looking blonde, Pat, how did you get started?
Well, I sang formal music when I was in school, in high school and early college, and then I started singing popular music when I got hooked up with Gordon.
And how about you? How'd you get started?
I started playing classical violin when I was 9 years old and played in a rock and roll band when I was 17 and got into bluegrass music when I met Billy and Bob about a year ago.
Billy, what type of groups do you like to play before? What's your favorite type of audience?
Well, we seem to get the best reaction from the college age, around the college campuses.
Billy, last question before we go back and listen to some more music. What does the future hold for the Billy Spears Band?
Well, we kind of feel if we play all the time, and we like to play together, that maybe we'll be good enough one of these days that it would support us, but we're not really worried about that too much right now.
Do you hope to make it to the big time with the big recording artist in New York or Nashville or wherever it may be located?
Well, I guess that's probably in the back of every musician's mind. I don't dream about it too much, really. I just play my fiddle.
You like it here in Lawrence?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Thank you for being with us, Billy. Let's go back inside and have some more music.